Dear friends, this chapter is packed with key verses, wonderful verses, explaining what the gospel is and how can we become right with God. It speaks at right at the beginning about being justified. What does that mean? It's a big word. It's a theological term. But to be justified, it means that God has accounted us as righteous, as someone who has never sinned in the sight of God. Imagine that. And you look at your life, I look at my life. I don't see myself as being righteous. I don't see myself as never have sinned. I see every day I've sinned against the Holy God. And yet, here we are told that sinners can be made righteous. They can be justified. But how? By faith. By faith alone, in Jesus Christ alone. And a sinner who puts their trust in Jesus Christ is made righteous, is declared righteous in the sight of God. But here, the apostle goes on to explain about the fall, how in Adam all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, how we were enemies, and yet it was in that condition that we were reconciled to God. How? By the death of His Son. It speaks about the fact that God commendeth His love. That is, He demonstrates, He puts it on show, His love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. But throughout it, it speaks about the law of God, this perfect law of God. The law of God is wonderful. The law of God is good, the apostle says elsewhere. What does the law do? As often we have shown it, the law of God is like a mirror that shows to each one of us our deformities, our sins. It shows to us we are not the kind of people that we think we are. And yet the law of God keeps turning us to the Lord Jesus Christ. And so it says at the end that where the law abounds, where it abounded, sin did much more abound. Why was that? Sin was shown for what it is. And so the more closer you get to this magnifying glass of the law of God, you see what it is. You see details. It is like putting a sheep that has been cleansed and is washed, or a newborn lamb against another one. By themselves, you would think that they are both white. But when you put them together, you see that one is whiter than the other. And that's what the law does. It shows the shades in our lives. But dear friends, when these things abound, it says in verse 20, when sin abounded, this grace, this undeserved love of God did much more abound. How is that? In that God sent forth His Son. So dear friends, the question is for you and me. We all know we are sinners. No one can stand up and say, no, I've done nothing wrong in my life. So in that we are all equal. But the question for you is, have you been made righteous in the sight of God? Are you justified? The only way for you to know that is by putting your trust in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and experience the love of God who sent His Son for us. May the Lord then bless these few thoughts to us. Amen.